and ride and ride and ride and ride.
In America, a rich treasury of jazz and blues musical motifs grew up organically from the sounds of trains, the rhythmic clickety-clack of the track, and the lonesome moan of train whistles in the night. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. In this hour of train tracks, Louis Armstrong, Django, Turk Murphy, and Dave Brubeck, among others, bring railroad sounds alive in music. Let's hop this long black train and ride with Jay McShann. Then Louis Jordan choo-choos his boogie.
Station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, jiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track. We'll be right back.
that's great. A Louis Jordan classic, Choo Choo Chaboogie. We started with Jay McShann. Oddly, the vocalist for that 1949 session is not credited on the reissue CD from Night Train Records. Leadbelly, the prison convict, Huddy Leadbetter, better known by his name of Leadbelly, made a major hit of Midnight Special, which was cobbled together from existing folk and blues elements. The Midnight Special was what Leadbelly and his fellow prison inmates at Sugar Land Prison in Texas called the Southern Pacific train that passed through the Brazos River bottomland country around midnight, very near their prison. Its light shone into their cells, its whistle reverberating across the land, a reminder of the world beyond prison bars. The Midnight Special symbolized for Leadbelly, as it had for generations of African Americans in the South, a train to freedom, a metaphor of escape from oppression, poverty, and earlier from slavery. After all, for Southern slaves, the Underground Railroad had been a ride to freedom. After Leadbelly's Midnight Special, a tune written by blues singer Trixie Smith in the early 1920s.
Man. Frisco line. Did you ever take a trip on that good old Frisco line? 'Cause if you ride that train, it will satisfy your mind. Now if they throw me off the train, I'll be New Orleans bound. If they throw me off the train, I'll be New Orleans bound. Oh, Mr. Conductor, don't let me hit the ground. I got the railroad blues. I want to see my hometown. I got the railroad blues. I want to see my hometown. And if that train don't wreck, I'm San Francisco bound.
The Frisco Syncopators recording of Railroad Blues, subtitled I'm San Francisco Bound. Cornet and vocal by Chris Tile. Railroad Blues, the title of that stomp-off CD, was originally written and recorded by blueswoman Trixie Smith in 1924, but this band version was rearranged with new lyrics by the late Bob Helm and John Gill when they were together in Turk Murphy's band, and further updated by the Frisco Syncopators. And by the way, that was the legendary George Probert, of Firehouse Five fame on soprano sax. And speaking of Turk Murphy, we'll hear from him later in the program, along with a couple of retro swing bands, plus Valeda Snow, Dave Brubeck, and Louis Armstrong barreling down the tracks at you. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, your conductor on this journey through the lore, myth, and mystery of railroads in blues, jazz, and swing. Now arriving on track 29, Duke Ellington, his impression of a funky little happy-go-lucky local from his Deep South suite.
Thank you.
The Dukester, Duke Ellington, in 1946, live in Chicago, his happy-go-lucky local. Still ahead this hour, we'll trace the actual route of a rail trip to Chicago from Texas in a remarkable folk blues recording from 1928, and hear from Satchmo, Django, and Ukulele Ike. This is the first of two programs of Train Tracks. Next time, more from Ellington, Leadbelly and Jay McShann, plus Big Joe Turner, Sidney Bechet, Cab Calloway, and the Delta Rhythm Boys. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I had a lot of fun putting this program together with the music, the sounds, and the themes of the railroad. Remember that you can research the World Wide Web of Jazz sites, send me questions and comments, or request program playlists at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Throughout our history, trains have linked together the nation and sewn the country into a tighter union. And even though few of us travel significant distances by train today, much of what we eat, drink, or otherwise consume does reach us by rail. Well, trolleys and streetcars might not be railroad trains, strictly speaking. Their rails also weave together cities, suburbs, and neighborhoods. But watch out, because as the Hot Club of Cowtown warns, when you head for the end of the line, you're heading for trouble.
True love, it has been until now, dear. They tell me the truth, love is blind. But right now to me, it's as plain as can be. You've come to the end of the line. You thought I'd be left broken hearted. You thought you could leave me way behind. Well, I paid my fare, you got more than your share. Get off, it's the end of the line.
What do you feel about that right now?
Thank you.
Trolley song introduced in the film Meet Me in St. Louis by Judy Garland, but much transformed there by Dave Brubeck and Sax's Paul Desmond on a very rare 78 from the early 50s. The End of the Line was once recorded by Bob Wills and nicely updated there by the Hot Club of Cowtown on their Swingin' Stampede CD on High Tone Records. During the Great Depression of the 30s, thousands jumped on trains, becoming hobos in search of work, easy opportunity, or simply the freedom of the road. Next, Louis Armstrong serves in the rather unlikely role of a railroad cop who's letting a hobo ride. And this is from one of his hotter bands during his Sweet Music period. Actually, this is a Chick Webb ensemble from 1933. And Italian Paolo Conti with his interesting Euro blend of jazz, pop, and swing. His enigmatic Dragon.
My, 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 my. Listen to that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rods. E-Mole number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, all the boys. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train. Yeah.
Now hobo, oh hobo, hobo,
you can't ride this train.
Now boy, I'm the brakesman.
And I'm a tough man. I ain't joking.
You can ride this train. Hey, hobo, lift your hobo.
Boy, you can ride this train. Yeah, man.
So bad after you all right with me, son. I think I will let you ride.
Farmi un ritratto in forma di piano. E me lo vuoi fare in forma di treno?
You're hearing Train Tracks on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. This fast-moving freight is Paolo Conti from The Best of Paolo Conti on Nonesuch. His music's heard in at least one recent European film import, the wonderful Mostly Martha. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at www.mississippirag.com, and the Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Still ahead, train mythology from Valeda Snow and Turk Murphy, an evocation of train sounds and music from 1925, and A Night Ride.
Al quadro la sua imitazione, un consiglio lo accetti ed è grande illusione. The dragon, dragon, that's the dragon, dragon, dragon now, yeah.
Close the gate. Ow! choo-hoo, choo-hoo, come in.